We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, continuing in-depth team coverage of the history made on Mars, thanks to Ingenuity and JPL in Pasadena. The story live this morning from KNX 1070's John Barron.
This is a tiny helicopter, and it was a very short flight on the Martian surface, just a few feet in the air. And once JPL officials got wind of the success, they had to wait about 3 hours because the data had to travel a long way across space. But once they got wind, they were certainly celebrating in Pasadena. Tarek Malik is the editor-in-chief of space.com. He says this is a very big deal.
You know, they've landed rovers on Mars before. They've sent missions to the Red Planet before. No one has ever flown an aircraft on Mars, and now NASA has done it. We've seen balloons in the atmosphere of Venus, but nothing powered.
Until today. He says nailing the landing was the most important part, because if it had rolled on its side, it's not like someone was there to pick up the drone and set it upright. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
When the L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti delivers his State of the City address a little bit later today, it's going to be the second year he's done it online because of COVID, and the impact of the virus will be a major factor in the plans that he will lay out for the year ahead and the budget that he'll be asking the city council to approve. LA's been facing a huge financial shortfall because of the pandemic, but among the things looking better in some areas because of federal money. Among the proposals he'll be laying out today, spending nearly $1 billion to combat homelessness.
So the president has made clear there is not going to be a federal vaccine pass. California health officials have said, nope, not us. We're not going to do it either. But they seem to be steering private companies to take on the challenge. And it is prickly because of all the privacy issues. But the state's latest guidelines do allow bigger crowds at concerts, sports activities, and other events if people who attend can prove they've been vaccinated. One constitutional law expert told the LA Times that all of this is basically a way to sidestep the critics who say it would be an invasion of privacy for the government to require the proof.
A lot of federal officials are warning about these scams involving fake copies. That white car that you get when you get your shot. The regional director of the Federal Trade Commission in San Francisco says there has been an explosion of ID theft and fake cards being offered for sale online. So here's his suggestion.
I would keep it in your wallet. That's where I keep mine. It's unfortunate that the card's a little big. You know, if I could say one unfortunate thing, I kind of wish they made it, you know, kind of driver's license size, but it's a little bigger than that.
There's also advice, make multiple photocopies of your card and keep those in a safe place.
The number of students returning to campus in the LA Unified School District kind of depends on what neighborhood you're in. Data compiled by the LA Times shows that 36% of elementary school students are expected to return in East LA compared to 82% in West Side communities. Four communities located on the West Side or in the Valley expect more than 40% of students to return to campus for the end of the school year. Every school in the district is supposed to be open by the end of the month.
The pandemic has disrupted schools and education so much that there is a group out there that wants to use this to begin a revolution when it comes to learning.
We rarely ask kids what you want to learn.
Ted Dintersmith founded a group called What Schools Could Be, which looks at taking what we learned from the pandemic and taking what has been traditional learning and trying something new, with kids being the catalyst.
We do a lot of here's what you have to learn. We do the same to our teachers. Some committee of education PhDs will say, we just figured out what you need to do every single minute of a 180-day school year.
He cites history as one example, telling KNX students who love history should be able to take that love and run with it, because what has been done previously hasn't worked.
Is our priority engaging our kids and sparking their curiosity and drive to learn, or is our goal to check off boxes and say, yep, we covered it?
He says it comes back to teaching to the test rather than real learning, and it goes all the way up through college years, where he says even there, students are sitting in lectures doing fact-based learning and paying a fortune for it. Bob Brill, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Minnesota Twins still in Anaheim after three positive COVID tests for players and staff. They arrived to play the Angels last Thursday, but the games the last 3 days had to be postponed, along with the game scheduled tonight in Oakland. They hope to be able to leave today after the results of the latest tests. Angels and the Twins likely have to play multiple doubleheaders when they play next in July to make up for the missed games.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.